Yesterday, we did the wonderful halachas. We started with an introduction. Today, obviously, I have to tell you, the more time I spend on this, the more halachas, the papers keep on adding up and adding up. So we're going to have to push up Hanukkah this year, Bezer Hashem, push in order to get the shiurim in. It's just not shaykh otherwise. We might have one small abdomen to do, and then Bezer Hashem will start mamash to halacha the maisa. We left with a kasha, a moedig a kasha yesterday. Yes. We had a moedig a kasha yesterday. The Gemara in Shabbos, everybody knows, asked the kasha. Right? Speak the Gemara, my Hanukkah. What is Hanukkah? Look, the Gemara turn around on, and it goes to tell us the wonderful mace that happened, that they found the oil, b'chole, b'chole. And the mace, you ask anybody on the street, what is Hanukkah? Every child, even adults, will tell you, Parshat Hanukkah, oil, the nace, the Beis Yishas Kasha, 24 million tzibutzim, like we said yesterday,
donuts,
cheesecake, about everybody that is there, tzibutzim. Abel Maisa, it's a double Parshat. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, I want to say one teretz to this Kasha. Right? The Kasha is Parshat. Our Zecha, right? The Maisa is Alidei oil. But if a person would go through the Ikka thing that we add into our davening, L'hainu Birchas HaMozoin, and Shemene Esher is Alanissim, look in the Alanissim, you do not find, come out a word, if you, at least most curious, of anything about the lights. Now, again, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz and everybody asked the Kasha, why is it so? If the ik is that, and what we remember, what we do, is mainly from the oil, the nace from the oil, so why is it that when it comes through the alanism that we mention, we don't mention anything about the nevitz? Now, Rabbi said there's plenty of tirutzim you'll probably hear in the Bechanukah, but I want to say one teretz. The Bechanukah Shmuel Levitz says, Avada Navada, the ikka on Hanukkah is the Muhammad. The Yeshua that we got from the Muhammad, that was Vada, the Ikka that we got from Hanukkah. So why is the Pshat where Allah listen? Listen to the Pshat from Hanukkah Levitz. It's a beautiful, beautiful Pshat. I heard this many years ago. Don't remember who it was from. Of his mom, it's a beautiful Pshat. He says like this. What happens, Chaim, if you see a woman giving a small little baby, if you see a non-man giving a baby, right? Giving a small baby a bath, right? How do you know if this woman is the mother of the baby, or just a helping woman? It's a woman that came to help in the house. Very simple. When she takes the baby out of the bath, does she put the baby down and get the next one, or does she give the baby a kiss? If the woman gives the baby a kiss, you can be rest assured that's the mother of the child. Says Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz. All through the years and the history of Klal Yisrael, travel down from history, you will find that the Goyim tried again and again to kill us. And it's a double portion that the Rabbanu Shlalim promised us, that we're all going to last. So it's a vada and a vada, we're going to be saved. There's no shail in the world that the Rabbanu Shlalim is going to save up from every single Muhammad and every single enemy and every single Soina. Of a Selzum Chayim Shmuel Levitz, sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us because he has to, and sometimes he saves us because he wants to. How do we know which one is which? Zug of Chaim Shmuel Levitz. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves you, that's not the raya, right? Because it could be has to. But when he saves you and gives you Kiru the kiss afterwards, then you know it's because he wanted to. Rabbi Sai, after the Gansa Muhammad, the whole war that went on over there, which if you go through the history was the most unbelievable war that they had, what was going on. And what we won the war, Baruch Hashem, we won the war. What happened after that? They went into the Beis HaMikdash and they found the oil. Now, Be'etzem, everybody knows the Kasha, and they could have used Tomatika oil. Why did they have to have the beautiful Torah oil from the seal of the Kohen Gadol? Because that was like an extra kiss. That was, yet you won the war, but I'm going to give you an extra push. I'm going to give you an extra kiss afterwards, and that's how we know that Avada and Avada, the Rabbi Shem said that because he wanted to save us, because he loves us. And that's why Avada and Avada, the Ikka, that we say in Al-Anissim is Avada the Muhammad, because that was the Ikka. But how we celebrate it, how we Ki'ilu remember it, most of our Inyanim of Chanukah is the Menorah and the oil, the Chulei, and that comes from the extra kiss. Where do we find these Inyanim? I'm sure everybody remembers the parasha by Yosef, when Yosef HaTzadik went down to Mitzrayim, right? The Pasuk tells us he went into a certain type of merchant that was selling nice spices. In fact, all the cash on all the Rishayim. Why do you have to tell me he was going down with spices? There wasn't enough gemeinah territories, because normally they go down with kerosene and gas and all these things that smell disgusting. But here, the Rebbe Shem put Yosef HaTzadik, he had to go down, but he put him down nicely. In other words, he gave him a kiss on the way. The Medrash says that when Klal Yisrael went through the Yam Suf, and you can imagine what was going on, the pachad that they had, and the wall, and the sea, and the pachad, and the Mitzrayim coming behind the Behuleh, of a stated Medrash, that in the walls was food and drinks and fountains and beautiful palm trees with oranges and coconuts. It was gewaldic. In other words, Ribbono Shel Olam sometimes does something, but if he does it with an extra kiss and an extra hug, and I want to tell the Olam a Maisa Shehoy that's Nageh, it's Yudonir that happened, not Nageh, oh, but it's a Murdika Maisa. I heard this Maisa many, many years ago. I have a cousin in Suraskin called Wunder. He gives many daf yomi shiurs per day. He knows shas, poskim, rishonim, achronim, bal peh. Lemaisa, many years ago when I was still a bacha, his daughter, a young daughter, got very, 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 very sick. Very, very sick. Nebuchadnezzar actually lost a daughter after she was nifta. But at the time when she was very, very sick, he had problems getting to hospitals and getting her to hospitals. It was in Bnei Brak. It was a kind of traveling situation. And he said one time that afterwards, he maybe said, but the Shiva, I don't remember, and he said that when he had to go to hospital, he found someone that was saying, I'm going in the car. And he said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Bnei Brak. Oh, you're going to Bnei Brak? I have to go to hospital. Oh, maybe they can come in the car with me. And off they went together. And he was in the hospital in Bnei Brak, and right, he needed to come back to Yerushalayim, and he managed to pink find somebody that was mum was travelling back to Sirotskin at the time, and he said Zera is a Zera. In the Hanami, the Rabbeinu Shalom was a Gozer that I had to lose my child, I had to get sick. Oh, but I felt that the Rabbeinu Shalom would give me the Zera with a kiss. It was with an extra warmth, it was an extra love, because everything was so gishmak and so easy along the line. The Gantzi Yisoy of Hanukkah is to realize that in the Hanami, that the war is the ikka of the menorah that we got, the oil that we received in the Beit HaMikdash, that was, you know, the kiss and the hug that Rabbi Shalom gave us to show us that he wanted to save us and he loved us. Now, Rabbi Shalom, let's go now into the halacha lemaisa of Hilchas Hanukkah. Start like this. Loshon HaRambam. There's a moedik of Loshon HaRambam here. The Rambam's Loshon is, Mitzvah Hanukkah, Chaviva Ad Mo'oid. Very red. We find such a Loshon in the Rambam. Ad Mo'oid. Listen to the Loshon of Shulchan Aruch. The Loshon of Shulchan Aruch is Tzorich Lizoye Ma'oid. Bad Loch is Nechanukah. Ma'oidi. Where do we find such a thing? Where do you find Hilchus Tfilin? Hilchus Tzitzis? Hilchus Shabbos? Mizoye Ma'oid. Be very careful. You don't find it. Over here, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are telling us there's an extra chashivas. Akite Karzub the Halacha. What happens if a person is so poor that he cannot afford oil for candles of the menorah? So the Halacha is you have to sell your shirt in order to go and get Hanukkah menorah. We only find this by very few places. One of them is Dalit Kaisis. Dalit Kaisis. Rabbi said, what's the pshat? Where do we find this? Only by these places. We're dealing over here, what? With Pursumi Nissa. The Indian of the Hanukkah menorah, and this is the story that we're going to speak up many times, the Gabi the Halachas, is presuming, yeah. Oh, it's presuming Nissa. Is the vote is for a person to be mufarsin the nate as much as possible. Mechaim Shmulevitz says, Adkidei Kaf, there's a chiyuv for a person to repay the Ribbono Shel Olam. Adkidei Kaf, that a person only has a shirt on his back, sell it. Why? Because there's a chiyuv on Yedav Yid in order to pay back the the nace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us and mufarsim the nace. Now, Rabbi, so let's speak out Lalocha Lemaisa now. There's a Gemara in Shabbat Tavchov Adav Omer Beis. The Gemara says like this. The Lashon of the Gemara is Ner Ish Ubeisai. What is the chiyuv of Hanukkah? Ner Ish Ubeisai. So, this is basically how the Mephoshim explained as I pass in Lalocha and Shemitof Reish Ayin Aleph. The Chazal wanted every single household Ki'ilu to mufarsim the nace, and every house should have a ner. Now, came along the Gemara and said, Enoch and Ami, ner ishu beisai. But if a person wants to be mahadrin, then he should, what should he do? Each person in the house should also light a candle. So the Gemara, if you want to be mahadrin, mina mahadrin, then each person should add one every single day, going up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now we know there's a machlokes beishamah and beishilel. The Gemara tells us that beishamah holds that on the first night you light 8 candles, and you go down 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Beis Hillel hold 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now it's a murder. I want to take out one minute of your time to explain to you a murdik yisoid. Whenever you learn a machlokes beis shammah and beis Hillel, try to bear this in mind because it might help. There's a yisoidistik machlokes beis shammah beis Hillel that we find kumat at Tzad HaShabbat in all over Shas, in every machlokes beis shammah beis Hillel, and it applies beautiful over here, and that is as follows. If you look at all the machlokes beis shammah beis Hillel, you see a common thread running through them. What do beis shammah look at? Beis shammah always look at the potential. At the potential of something. I'll give you an example. Beis Hillel, don't look at the potential. Beis Hillel look at what is it now. I'll give you an example. Simple example.
The Gemara tells us in Ksubas. The Gemara says, when it comes to a Ksuba, again, I'm not getting into all the shyness, that Beishamen looks at a Ksuba as if she has collected it already. It's a piece of paper that's kilu, she collected it. And that's the potential of this document. Beis Hillel said, what do you mean? It's a piece of paper. Kolzman, she didn't collect it. It's not collected yet. What's the machloik of Beishamen Beis Hillel over here in Shabbos Chof Aleph? Poshut. When it comes to the first night of Hanukkah, what's the potential? Zuk Beishamen, you know what the potential is? 8 days of spirituality. 8 days of Ruchnius, of Bitochen, of Ashtadlus, all the things we'll speak about. You got 8 days! That's Moedik. And then it goes down afterwards. Masha Enki Bissel would come along and say, 1 minute, what have you got now? Day number one, you light one candle. Day number two, you light two. And about that we pass Gerai Bissel, why? Because we have to go through life looking at things the way they are now, not the potential. Like with Desta once said in Mechtav Eliyahu, Desta the Moedik of Ot. Desta said, what is the best day of a holiday? Of a vacation, day before. Why? Because day before the chag, you're thinking, I'm going to go here, I'm going to do this, it's going to be great. Then you get there, you're like, well, it didn't work out, you don't manage, and it goes downhill from there. So the kitzur about that's the machlokes b'shamay b'silo, and the ma'aser we paskin like b'silo, and the neder we light one candle on the first night going up. Now there's a machlokes we're showing you, very interesting machlokes, which has a tremendous nafkamina l'alocha. What is the mahadrin min a mahadrin? A lot of longness, we're not going into it. Tosfos says, you know what the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin is? One person adds a candle each night. That's the Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin of Tosfos. Svadim Paskin like this La'alocha. One person in the house adds a light every single night. That's Shitas Tosfos. The Rambam says, no way. Says the Rambam, you want to be Yotze Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. Each person in the house has to light an extra candle each night. And that's the Maisa, how we paskin aloha as Ashkenazim, that in order to be Yotzeh Mahadrin and Mahadrin, like Shitas HaRambam, and Meneila, each person in the household, we'll speak about who's got a chiv in a few minutes, has a chiv to light, to be Yotzeh Mahadrin and Mahadrin, an extra light each night. Now, the Maisa, who's chiv to light candles? Who's chiv to light? So, Mashvin the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch paskin aloha this way, that both men and both women are chayiv to light Neiros Chanukah. Why are women chayiv? The Ma'aser, it's a mitzvah, so I say.
Which Gemara?
The Gemara in Shabbos Chof Aleph. Where are you talking about? The Gemara that I just mentioned before, Mahadrin and Mahadrin? It's Mashma that way, but it's Mufush, Pesach, and Shulchan Aruch, and Tofish, and Hey! The Ma'aser, the Shaila is, why are women chayiv? It's a mitzvah, so I say, Shazman Girama, which women are normally part of. It's Pashat, Avheim Ba'osah Hanes. Since women were included in the Nes, the Hainu, we know for example from Yehudis, she was the one that killed the general which started the Gans of Mohammed, which basically was the whole Gans of
Mohammed.
Sorry?
What does she serve
them? Wine and cheese. Well,
wine,
cheese and wine.
Where does the wine come from? The whole 5 hours.
Let's go. The Maisa, since women had a nichla, had a part in the Nes, so they're included in the Nes, and that's why they have a chiyuv to actually light. Now, most women will not be lighting for one reason, Poshet, Ishtoi Kegufoi. Ishtoi Kegufoi means that if a husband lights, his wife doesn't have to light because Ishtoi Kegufoi. The mimic is that unmarried girls do not light, and the Chasam Sofer says the reason why women don't light is called Kevoida Bas Melech Pnima. And then it sneers. Zutach Sam Sofer, Mimbat the Ikka had Laka of Neiros Chanukah, like we're going to explain, is outside in order to mafarsen the Neis for the people of Shoshai Rabbim. And to go outside in the days of the Sam Sofer was not sneers. It's not sneers for women to go out, maybe singing and brachas and all these sorts of things. Mimbat Zutach Sam Sofer, that's the pshat where women are not be lighting Chanukah Neis.
How do you say you're involved in
the Neis
also?
Yeah, I just said that. True. Okay, as I stated in some sefer. Now, the ma'aser is as well. A child that's over the age of chinuch, should be lighting Chanukah menorah. Again, the age of chinuch varies according to different children. 6, 7, for sure 8 already is the short is the age of chinuch. Now, there is an interesting minhag brought down that women do not do melacha during the time that the neiros are lit. Women don't do melacha at this time. What's the pshat? Pshat of the Kutzah Shulchan Aruch, because women benefited from the defeat of the army. Right? They benefited from different decrees, and the Melech, since they had a hanor from it, they should not do any melacha when the candles are still lit. Bechlal. Rabbi Yisrael Stern, for example, anyone remembers Rabbi Yisrael Stern? The heligah brother for Moshe Aaron Stern, he's in Torah. Oh, some, I think he's the yeshiva to speak. I used to sit next to him for very, very many years. I was very close to him. He's a choshev of a kubble. No. Moshe Aaron Stern's brother. He gets a nephew of Rav Scheinberg. Whatever. Because extremely chashuv yid, won't look people in the face. He once told me that his wife stops when it comes to Neiros Hanukkah, and she sits in front of the Neiros and looks at the Neiros. Actually, she recently saw the picture of Rebbetzin Kanievsky in the book that came out from Artscroll. You see exactly the same picture, but I think by Shabbos maybe. Oh, but by Hanukkah, what's the pshat poshet? Haneiros alolu. Shame. They have a kedusha to them. Alla tzaddikim va'alla rebbes sit and poshet, watch the neighbors. The kedusha goes in. And remember, that's what women do. Now, this minhag came about, like we said, because women benefited from the nes, they should not do melacha. Which type of melacha are we dealing with? So again, the poskim say it's very similar to chol hamoed. For example, things like washing the floor shouldn't be done. Rav Sheinberg used to say that they're allowed to wash dishes. Most poskim lemaisa are mekel when it comes to cooking. Dan Fisher, for example, Rav Yashuv, when it comes to cooking, you vada. They want to tie it to be machme, oba, lemaisa, Rav Moshe, the debit in the rub, shevet halevi. And others are maker when it comes to cooking, and the Rebbe of Fine says about it they can put on the washing machine. Now, I did see an interesting sefer. There's a sefer called Nishma Shabbos from a Chashev Yid, a Chassidus Yid in America, I think New York, I think it's a Satmar. Look at that. He writes over there, very interesting svara. He said, what's the whole reason why women don't do malacha? Simple, because you know why? Because they might come to be nene from the lights of the candles. And this Beis Hashem we're going to speak about. You're not allowed to benefit from the candles that are burning from the menorah itself. Zug there, nowadays, where we have chashmal and we have lights, if a woman needs to wash the dishes, or if she needs to cook, she ain't going to be using the neighbors to do that. She'll be using the chashmal. So maybe he wants to tina efsha, there's a mokim to be makel al pizeh. But again, it's a meaning that a lot of women have for the first half an hour when the neighbors are lit. We try not to do any malacha, at least in my house, and many people's houses. The women don't do any serious malachas unless it's nafkamina, like gabi latkes and the gabi donuts, the sechiv deraisa. There's about that a person can do even during the first half an hour. Let me get invited. Now, a common shayla, especially with Bochum, is how much does a person have to spend on a Hanukkah? How much does it to spend? By the way, we're not discussing how many donuts you have to buy. We're talking about the menorah. How much money to spend on your A, menorah, B, oil, C, the wicks, and all these sorts of things. How much you have a chiv to spend? And Rabbi said, listen to this, because it's very interesting what comes out. Very, very interesting. We know, let's start like this. There's an Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan is Simen Tofesh Ayin Aleph, says like this. When it comes to Dalet Kosis, a name is Hanukkah, there is no sheh for the amount that you have to spend, because it's presuming Nisa. We know there's a Gemara in Baba Kama. The Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Ches, I think it is, says that Hidden Mitzvah Ad Shlish, we discussed this again, Lulav and Esrog, so therefore a person on Hidden Mitzvah only has to spend what? A third, which is the Machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, what a third means, Malagab, and the Gemara says, and how much you have to spend, does it go on forever? No, the Machlokes Rashi, I'm not getting into it. Oba, Zodo HaShulchan, no. It doesn't apply over here. This is not like other mitzvahs that you only spend up to a third. As though you state in Aruch HaShulchan.
What would we do? That's presuming Nisa or Galakosis.
Sorry? No, the actual Galakosis is presuming Nisa. By drinking them. By drinking them. Of course, you want the people at the table.
Yeah, but
some years is going to
be showing
you. No, we'll speak about that. Oh, you play Soscha. We'll speak about exactly where to put it, or we have to leave your shine. A lot of people do, sure. A lot of people do that. I get to different shines. Rabbi said, let's continue. Again, there's an Aruch HaShulchan that says, Rabbi said, you guys have to know this, there is no shear for the amount that you should be spending when it comes to Hanukkah. Number one. Number two, this is Muyudik. There's a sheet of Ugubetzes. The Shidu Mugubetzes and Beitza Tazayin on base brings a Ritvah. It brings a Ritvah. It's g'day to remember this Ritvah for the rest of your life. Says the Shidu Mugubetzes he brings, we know the Gemara tells us...
No share means it's unlimited.
Unlimited. Beautiful. Now, says the Shidu Mugubetzes b'shem the Ritvah. We know the Gemara. The Gemara says that every Rosh Hashanah, our amount of how much we have to spend, how much money we will be receiving, is written down, except the money you spend on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Talmud Torah, B'chole. Right? As I state, in other words, if you spend something nice on Shabbos, it's on the house, it does not come from your cheshbon that was written in Shemaim, how much money you will receive, and therefore you'll get the money back without a shayla. It's an often a gemara. Now, comes along the Shidim Ugebetzes and says, it's not only Hitzah, Shabbos, and Yom Tov, Abba, any Hitzah of a mitzvah is included. So why did the Gemara say Hitzah, Shabbos, and Yom Tov? That was most nageya, most often. Mainly, according to Shittim Gebetzes, when a person spends money on his Hanukkah, and by the time I found this after this in Shalom Shuvah's Sweet Tiferes, that when a person spends money on his menorah, on his oil, on his wicks, on all the glass boxes, and all these achen, Zog to Shittim Gebetzes, it's not nichlal in what the Rabbi Shalom allotted you to spend this year. Therefore, it's on the house. Okay, again, Avada Chas V'Shalom, we don't go out and spend crazy money and money that we don't have, but if a person does have money, especially when he spends it on Gashmiyistika Zachen, on meals and food and phones and all these Zachen, so when it comes to a mitzvah, I think B'chala Pachas, we should have some Chashivas for it and spend money on that. Now, Rabbi said there's a Motika Mishnah Brura. When it comes to the Menorah, again, we'll get to the oil in a minute, but what about the Menorah itself? Is there any inyan for a person to have a nice menorah, chanukiah, a nice holder that holds up the oil? So there's a Mishnah Brura in Tovei Shein Gimel that says like this. He says it's toy for a person to be matriach himself, to have a beautiful menorah according to his means. The Behetiv brings down that a silver one is the best. The Chashogon also says a similar thing at the end of Topesh Ein Gimel, that it's a mitzvah for a person to have a nice menorah. But Moshe Sternbach also, Chuvah Van Hogus, Chayli Gimel, says the Vada is a hidden mitzvah, the Aswan Shom Chayim Kriyevsky. It's a hidden mitzvah. The Aswan Shom Chayim. Sorry? Oh, so there's a Kaf Chaim that says all the different madrigas, I'm not going to go through now, it goes at least 15 madrigas of what's the best to what's the worst. But a Vada is a din hidden mitzvah, they once came to Rav Chaim Kriyevsky, can I use my Maisa money to buy a nice menorah? He said no. He said, no, okay, I'm not getting into Maisa money, how we can spend it. But one thing I want to make clear, there is an inyan for a person to have a nice menorah. I'm not saying, Avada, everybody have to over here go out and buy a silver menorah. But you have to remember, at least there is an inyan for a person to have it. Now, the very interesting shayla is like this. I was called out to somebody's house about 2 weeks ago for a mezuzah check. And that means not to check the scrolls. The poshut, he had an extension and he wanted to find out exactly where, on which thing to put the mezuzah, where to put it, how high, b'chol egan t'halachas. Normally what happens when you go to these places are, is they ask you, oh, why are you here? Where do we light menorah? Right? I was by someone today, for example, walking the street, someone stopped me and said, hey, can you come over here please and tell me where to light my menorah? That's normally what happens. So the fellow that I went to had a very interesting menorah that he yaushened, I think from his grandfather. It's a very chassidish shazach actually. And he had a menorah with a back. In other words, you know what I'm saying? You see sometimes the rebbes have this, sometimes even the literature have it, is they have all the glasses, and then behind it you have this like silver piece of the back, around, pictures, whatever it may be. The Maisa, such a menorah, you've got to be careful, because again, it depends which way you put it, because you want it to be presuming Nissa, so it's very nice for you to look at it as you're making the bracha that you can see it, but if the guys on the other side, behind you from the street, can't see it, then a buzzer, it's not going to help. Sorry? As well, but you want to make as much presuming Nissa as you possibly can, unless you're showing what the Gemara says, which we'll speak about, when it's only for you, or if you live by yourself in the house, it's a buzzer, it's only for you. But we're talking in the case where you could get other people to do it. Now, there is a Mordechai Inyan, I have to know this now, because we're already holding a few days before Hanukkah, there's a Mordechai Inyan brought down for Rabbeinu Yitzchak ben Aravit. There is an Inyan for a person to prepare the menorah, the candles, 3 days before Hanukkah. L'chol HaPachos, 2 days. The stipler, it's brought down L'chol HaRavinu, the stipler would start preparing the menorah from Chof Beis Kislev, and Yesh Oimim, sometimes even from Yud Ches Kislev. He would already start preparing the menorah. But the Hasidim, you don't even understand, but the Hasidim, Hanukkah is this man of Mordechai's man. So mainly the more a person prepares, the more he comes into the mitzvah with the correct preparation. Okay, now, when it comes to menorah, also brought down in Kafah Chaim, is that it doesn't have to be that the whole menorah is attached one to the other. In other words, it's very shy to take beer bottles, put them one next to the other in a straight line of Adas Kachas Da'alocha. So otherwise it looks like a circle, you've got problems with an avuka. But if you put it in a straight line, or take for example, most people by me get these little Chaim cups and they fill them up with oil, that's about the good. There's no inyans with the Kafah Chaim of the menorah being attached as one piece. In other words, every day you can add another glass, no problem whatsoever, you can use beer bottles. We'll speak about the Indian of... Sorry? Oh, that we're going to get to. Also, the Mishnah Brura tells us that the SM two people are allowed to light one menorah. Let's take day number one. Let's see, not to Shabbos. Two people, one guy forgot to buy menorah, he wants to borrow somebody else's. So each one light from a different side, and about it, let's say the Gomor, because it's Nikah. But once you have the two nights and three nights, and you're getting closer into the middle, it's not Nikah how many nights it is, and therefore you shouldn't do that. Now, let's now go to the oil. We have a few more minutes now. I want to speak a little bit about the oil itself. Now, there's no din when it comes to the oil, like Lulav and Esrog. Lulav and Esrog, we know the Pasuk tells us, the Kachem Lochem, it's got to be yours. When it comes to the oil, there is no din that it's got to be yours. Avada and Avada, you can't steal oil, but if you borrow oil from somebody, it's good, there's no din that it has to be yours. I'll kinyon him, no shaykhas. It doesn't have to be yours. Now, by Neirish Shabbos, everybody knows, Ashkenaz, they say this every single Friday night, about Madlikin, is the Shulchan Aruch tells us from Meshach Machdalad that there are certain oils you're not allowed to use for Shabbos Kodesh. What's the Pshat? And also certain wicks. What's the pshat? Because Shabbos Kodesh, we know the Gemara tells us, one of the ikkar reasons why we're lighting Shabbos Neiris is for Kovod Shabbos, and only Shabbos, or Modika Beis Halevi about it, we're not going to go into it now. The Maisa, a person is supposed to have Hanah. Rashi says that a person that eats, and without seeing the food, like a blind person, Rachman Lislan, so Rashi, is he poshut doesn't enjoy the food as much as someone that sees the food. That's what she said in Rashi. Mimele, when a person sees what he's eating, when a person sees everything, he gets more hana. Mimele, when it comes to Shabbos, we want a person to have the hana. If you want the person to have the hana, you've got to enjoy the night. So there's certain candles, there's certain wicks and oils that on Shabbos would not be acceptable, for the simple reason is that we're choshish, that if they're not good, what's going to happen? A guy will stop being mazakin then, making it better, making it smaller, making it bigger, all these sorts of things. Masha'in came when it comes to Hanukkah. Every single type of oil and wick is mutar. What's the pshat? Because by Hanukkah, you're not allowed to use it. And if you're not allowed to use it, we're not worried that if it's not good, you're going to come to fix it. We're going to want to use it anyway. So Mela, that's the pshat halacha, topesh and gimel, the Shulchan Aruch paskens. Every oil and every wick is 100% kosher when it comes to Ner Chanukah. The Ramah tells us, mitzvah min amuvcha, for a person to use shemen zayis. And this is Betzim, this is ready, the Maram, the Marel, the Marshal, the Kolboy, and this is the Pesach of the Ramah, that a badin, mitzvah min amuvcha, for a person to use olive oil. The Ramah. Now, no, we're going to get to that. Give me a minute. Mamish over here. Come here 1 second. There are three reasons why olive oil, why shemen zayis is the best. You look at Noach HaShulchan and he spells them out poshut. Number one, olive oil is gevaldik because it draws the oil into the wick in a very geschmack way. Reason number two, it's a pure and a clean flame, a beautiful flame that goes up. Reason number three, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, is poshut, the nace. The nace of the Chana was done with shemen zayis. This is the zeich of the nace, the main of it do with shemen zayis. That's a double poshut. Now, there are more reasons, Al Pi Kabbalah. If anybody wants to know Al Pi Kabbalah, you look at Siddur Arizal, he brings many more reasons why shemen zayis could be to be yotze the Gemara that says, Avin Lagbonin Tamid Chachamin, and the main of other person should try to get shemen zayis. Now, paraffin, the Maisa, it's brought down a sub poskim that Maisa, shemen zayis is very, very nice. Or, but if paraffin is even nicer, it could be your yotze with paraffin. And again, according to Shulchan Aruch, you bada yotze, because everything's good for Hanukkah. Just you're not yotze mitzvah min amuvcha because you haven't got shemen zayis. Defeat what the Mishnah Berurah says, you didn't do what the Nase did. The Nase was shemen zayis, we want to use shemen zayis. I think this is the minhag of most places in Klal Yisrael around the world, is about to use shemen zayis. Now, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be mashmasi got involved. It's a shtickle mashmois. What happens if a person buys these glasses? Is he chiv to fill up the entire glass with oil? The Maisa, no. There's no chiv. You can fill up whatever you need today that it will light for half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour, depending on when it is and where you are. The Maisa is no chiv to fill up in Gansen. There are some that want to learn from the famous Mogen Avraham Lagabe, hidden mitzvah shlish, and the hidden mitzvah stump to get a big lulav, and to get a big esrog, and also to get a longer candle, that they want to tie in. There isn't Indian for a person to fill it up beautiful, that it should be mole, it should be full with oil, and maybe that's a hidden mitzvah. Now, Mamash, have a minute left. I don't want to speak about too much. I've got a lot of inyonim I want to speak about, so I don't want to get into it. But I want to, okay, you know, Beretzim, we'll leave it. But on Sunday, I want to get into the very, very choshev inyon. Do you have to buy oil with a good heksha, not such a good heksha? Is there any nafkimin in our locha lemaisa? And what is the best oil to be used to all the mitzvahs and Be'ez Hashem the wicks and all the other lochas? We'll get to on Sunday.